This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrand. There's been a massive document, data, video, audio dump that has just been released. And we are going to be breaking it down for you here on the podcast and on our YouTube channel. My name is Tony Bruschi. Thank you for joining us. We're going to probably put this into a series of several videos because there's just so much to go through. But what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a listen to some of the phone calls. These are phone calls between Ruby Frankie, between Jody Hildebrand, and others who subscribe to their bizarre, torturous, evil religion. And I'm not talking about Mormonism, because clearly what they are doing is not that. So I want to be very clear on that. But this is a case where you have two things that combined to make one giant evil: mental illness and extreme religious beliefs. That's what we're learning about of what happened here. And you're going to clearly hear that in some of these phone calls. Some of it very reminiscent of Lori Vallow Daybell. Remember zombies? Remember all those accusations of, oh, it's the devil, it's the enemy that's getting in and doing these sort of things, and we must punish the children. Not them. They're not the devil for torturing their children. They're not the enemy for torturing and abusing their children. It's the children themselves who are at fault in the minds of these two insane, evil human beings. Of course, they've been charged. They face 15-year sentences each for the four counts. However, Utah caps that because, you know, Utah's Utah. You're free to be crazy in Utah, at 30 years max. So we're hoping that they stay behind bars for at least 30 years. God knows, maybe it'll be longer. Maybe prison justice will do its job. They never really take too kindly to child abusers behind bars. But let's jump into this. Let's take a listen to some of these phone calls. We're just going to kind of grab the document dump, the audio dump at random, and kind of work our way through. So you're going to be hearing these at the same time I'm hearing these. And we'll pause, talk, and kind of go through it. Please leave comments for us wherever you're listening. If you're watching on YouTube, it's there, or wherever you may be at, so we can have a discussion on this. And if you're listening to the audio podcast, please note, look up the Hidden Killers podcast on YouTube, and you can watch all of this as well. Lots of videos. There's even videos that we have up now of them going into the house, which is truly shocking video, where they discover the children of Ruby Frankie emaciated, skin and bones, duct tape around their legs, on their arms. Why? Because Ruby believes it has something to do with the devil. And they need to do this to get the demons out. It's completely bizarre, but unfortunately, it seems like we're seeing more and more of that type of behavior, and that type of behavior being looked at as acceptable or somehow justified because of bizarre, extreme religious beliefs. Let's go to our first piece of audio here. And take a listen to Ruby Frankie. This is, I believe, a fairly short one, a minute six. Let's hear what we have.
Nightmare here, Dennis. Nobody wants the truth. Yeah. Nobody wants the truth. Nobody wants the truth because these kids, you know, I told Doug, I woke up, the spirit told me, it's all the devil. Mm. You've seen him. I mean, I've known you, what, for 5 years? You've watched him come at me, come at me, come at me, come at me. Mm.
When one does not want to take responsibility for their own actions and they're immersed in a world of fundamental, extreme religious beliefs, guess who doesn't have to take responsibility? Because guess who's at fault for all of the bad things that are happening right now? The devil. The enemy. Couldn't be your actions. Couldn't be your mental illness combined with all of these extreme beliefs that you've begun to subscribe to over the years. No, it's Satan. That's what it is. Let's continue.
Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right, because he knows I know what he's doing. And he uses these kids. And he uses all of us as the adults, the parents that don't hold the kids accountable. So now it's abusive to make a kid sleep on the floor. It's abusive. Or it's abusive to, you know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You can't even raise your kids anymore.
Nothing like taking reality here of what you've been charged with and what you know you've done to your kid and picking like one of the least bad things of the list of bad and going, it's abusive to have your kid sleep on the floor. But we're not really necessarily, that's not one of the big points we're talking about here, Ruby. What we're talking about mainly, what people have issues with, is not feeding them. It has to do with tying them up. It has to do with duct taping their bodies. It has to do with putting cayenne pepper and honey on open wounds. Nobody's going, oh, you made him sleep on the floor? Oh, you devil, you! No. But when you don't want to take accountability for something, you go to the least of the offenses. And hopefully everybody focuses over there and not over here on this cornucopia of shit. Let's listen to another phone call. This is Jody Hildebrandt denying accountability.
So what I'm saying is you're being crucified in public opinion.
Yeah.
So your fear has to be super, super prepared. And the only way he's going to get prepared is if you push him and ride him.
Okay. I will. I'll call him today.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem really animated. He seems like, you know, the pictures... Yeah, the pictures are going to destroy you. And I'm like, we didn't do that. We didn't do that. Those pictures we did not do. He did that to himself, yes. Did we put that on him and then he rubbed around and cut himself? Yes. But we didn't do that.
It's hard to fully understand exactly what she's talking about there, but you can tell the other person on the phone line believes her bullshit and is completely subscribed to whatever insane, fundamental, extremist thinking that she has going on. It kind of reminds me almost of some of the folks and some of the phone calls that we heard back in the day with Lori Daybell and some of those. Yes, yes, very. Oh, I believe you. Whatever. Yes, you got to do this. You got to do that. I'm not clear on what she's talking about there, but I'm if I were to make a guess, it might be about the pictures of her emaciated children or Ruby's emaciated children that she's been sitting there abusing for all of that time. And not taking accountability for exactly what happened in those pictures or why they're cut up or why they have these issues and why they have these injuries. Oh, the kids did it themselves. It's just utterly shocking. There's a lot more to come. We have a lot more audio to get through. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of this. If you're on YouTube, press subscribe. We're going to keep rolling out this audio, reviewing it and going through it. Here in the coming days. I am Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.